An Alaskan couple has made it their mission to battle the spread of invasive weeds in Alaska. Troy and Lori Zomzel of Anchorage travel the state pulling weeds and talking about the danger invasive plants pose to Alaska ecosystem. Troy Zomzel, a lifelong Alaskan, says the couple took notice of the weed problem after finding a hitchhiker in a plant they bought at a big box store and started seeing invasives like white sweet clover in the environment.
I never saw any of these things growing up, and now they're everywhere. They're popping up from southeast to the north slope, and it's really going to change the way Alaska is. And keeping them out of these places is, I mean, Alaska has the last best chance to do it right.
The Zomzels say that while invasive weeds have run out of control in the lower 48, permanently changing ecosystems, the plants, while increasingly common on Alaska's road system, are just beginning to make their way into the wilderness. The couple started a nonprofit group and have been successful in instigating the passage of legislation and funding for invasive weed awareness and control. The Zomzels traveled to North Slope villages this week to share information about invasives. Lori Zomzel says there's already evidence of sweet white clover spreading from the Dalton Highway into the Canute Refuge as seeds float down rivers from the road.
On the edges of the Canute Refuge, it is sort of an overwhelming picture where you just see lines of white lining the Dalton Highway of white sweet clover. And that, when it becomes a monoculture, and it will, if not controlled, it will push the moose away. And other invasive weeds have the ability to affect salmon, wetlands, nesting birds. Each one of them is a particular peril to the ecology and environment.
Lori Zomzel says there are basic measures that can be taken to ensure you don't contribute to the spread of invasive plants.
We can police ourselves better. We can take care to give brush-off stations before hikers go into the backcountry where they can clean their boots, clean their gear. Horses only be fed weed-free forage if they're going to be backpacking into the backcountry so they don't leave in their waste, leave seeds. Construction equipment that moves in by barges can be cleaned before they go. Simple measures like that make all the difference.
The Zomzels caution about knowing what to look for and how to handle invasive weeds. They say pulling is effective on some, while sweet white clover, like sweet white clover, but can actually perpetuate the spread of other species. This is Invasive Weeds Awareness Week, and a weed pull event is happening tomorrow at the Tanana Lakes Recreation Area in Fairbanks.